Millions of Egyptians living abroad are watching the violence and fractured voting process from afar. For the first time ever, they too are being allowed to cast absentee ballots at Egyptian embassies around the world. Approximately 700,000 Egyptians in the U.S. are eligible to vote, though only around 20,000 are actually registered. Ballots are being collected at the Egyptian embassy in Washington till midnight tonight. We went down there to check out how the voting was going. Ambassador Sameh Shoukry was overseeing the process.
This last week has been quite a turbulent week, but we're focused on the elections. We're focused on our role here to provide the Egyptians living in the United States with a transparent and organized experience.
My name is Mohammed Ismail, and I live in Philadelphia, and I'm a physician. The ballots came out on Wednesday, and then it was kind of a crazy time because it was like Thanksgiving morning, and it was like you had to print everything, and they said they wanted the Friday morning, and I work on Friday, so I decided I'm just going to drive. I never voted in my life before. We grew up not really believing how to vote. It just like you had a pharaoh, whatever they called him. It was one after the other. It was like godsend. Now I think there might be a difference.
My name is Ina Swabi. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. So we have about 73 or 75 envelopes here. It's for my church in Raleigh. And we collected as well envelopes from South Carolina church. Egypt is my country, and I feel this is loyalty to do this and to do it for our families in Egypt.
My name is Sharif Mansour. I'm here as an observer. I'm here representing the Egyptian Association for Change. I'm still concerned about how many people were able to vote so far. It's still a small portion of those who have registered online, and still also a small portion who are eligible to vote abroad.
Okay, so just like post it to all your on your wall and have everybody share. So the problem is like last minute everything. My name is Aida Mahdi. I'm an American Egyptian, and I came here to cast my vote, and I'm part of the observers as well. A lot of people, they have to go on the internet and like print out the ballots. And that was a challenge because myself, I was 2 days sitting on my laptop trying, and this site was like busy. I think it's like we're witnessing history because even people in Egypt, they were never actually voting. It was kind of like yes or no, and this is not a vote. But now even everybody feels that his voice makes a difference. I think we're going to get in there, inshallah.
Egyptian absentee voters recorded yesterday at the Embassy of Egypt in Washington, D.C.